Good morning. My guest this morning is Billy Bartz from the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Roland.
Thanks for coming in.
Definitely.
So the Redwood Empire Food Bank, it says right here, launches its winter food and funds drive. So what does that mean for the people who are listening?
That's right. We are in the midst of our winter food and funds drive, which started November 1st and runs through the end of January. And this is one of our largest, most important campaigns of the year. And it's not that people aren't hungry every day of the year, so we don't need donations year round, but the donations that come in this time of year help sustain us through the first quarter of next year. So it's really important. And hunger is urgent and hunger is year round. And we just want to ask people to do something and to do something today.
Well, if you listen to some of our national politicians, you'll learn that somehow feeding the hungry is an entitlement, right?
That's right.
Oh, well. Let's go on from there. So how long will this particular drive last? Is this going to go right through to the end of the year?
This goes right through to the end of January.
Oh, okay.
So we run it all the way through January 31st. And it's a combination of things. So there are the food barrels, the orange food barrels that we've had around for a long time, and they're back out in full force in the community. We're expecting over 500 different businesses, organizations, schools, and individuals to help us collect food for the hungry. What you can do is find those barrels at prominent grocery stores, Safeway, G&G Markets, Oliver's Markets, Whole Foods Markets, Molesbury Market. Find those barrels and drop a can of food or two or three into the barrels. We're looking for things like canned tuna or protein items, peanut butter, rice and beans, sustainable shelf-stable items.
I assume not stuff with GMOs in them, right?
Right.
that brings up what could be a certain problem. That is that depending on your approach to food, what happens when you're going through a food barrel and you pick out something and you say, we can't give this to people?
Right. So oftentimes, we have volunteers that glean all of the food. So they're sorting through everything, yeah, Making sure it's not open, making sure it's not past code date. And we're really focused on healthy foods at the Redwood Empire Food Bank. So we're distributing 13.8 million pounds of food,
wow,
a year. Half of that is fresh produce. So, combined with those cans of food and bags and boxes that are donated during the winter food drive, we supplement that with fresh produce.
That hadn't occurred to me that not only are you faced with all of the problems of distribution, but you're faced with the varying shelf lives of all sorts of food, all the way from fresh produce, which doesn't last all that long, through a whole range of different foods.
Right. We have a very robust system of collecting and distributing fresh produce through partnerships with growers and farmers. We're able to purchase about 20 to 25,000 pounds of produce that comes into our warehouse and then goes directly out to people any day of the week.
Well, as far as you can see, how is it this year in Sonoma County? Worse than last year? Better?
It's touch and go, especially with the recent funding cuts to SNAP.
Yes.
We're bracing for more people to reach out to the food bank. And families are still struggling. Just like I've said in the past, through the past couple of winter food drives, families are one life event away from needing to reach out to the food bank, whether it's an illness, an accident, injury, whatever it is. We're not living with the same safety nets that we were used to having in the,
yes,
past.
I hate to have you say that, but I know how true it is. Billy, thank you for coming in and telling us about the program, and thanks for what you do. This is the Redwood Empire's food bank for the winter season, actually. Going on now?
Going on now through January 31st, make a donation. And I didn't say earlier, food and financial donations. Every dollar donated allows,
excellent,
us to distribute two meals to the community. So, you can call in, visit our website at www.refb.org, or give us a call at 523-7900 to make a donation.
Thanks, Billy.
Thank you, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.